The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on end. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Giordano's, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix.
Live for the Chicago Bears Network Studios inside Halas Hall, this is another live edition of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority in front of our friends MasterCard, Priceless Chicago. I'm Zach Zaidman, 85 Bear Tom Thayer is here. We got Robbie Gold, we got Pat O'Donnell, a lot of different things to discuss. But first of all, give us an idea of what it's like in this building, because you hear what's being said outside of the building. What's it like in the building this week?
Well, it's a lot different. Usually, I don't ever pay attention to a lot of the media. You know, I'll watch Brandon Marshall and Inside the NFL. I'll listen to a couple of guys' radio shows. But I took it upon myself this week to specifically listen to almost every AM show there is to get some motivation, to get an edge. And I think that's what we're trying to create here this week. Obviously, we're not too excited about how we played the last couple weeks. There's a lot of potential in our rooms and in our building. And I think it starts, obviously, at the top and works its way down to, you know, the guys on the practice squad. And you're seeing guys with some edge this week. Guys are upset. We're not too excited, like I said, about how we've been playing. So I've approached it as if it's like I have the last 3 weeks. It's a must-win. It's a playoff atmosphere. And I think that's how everyone's approaching it this week.
Pat, what about you? You know, Robbie's got a lot of years of experience, both with the good and the bad of life in the NFL. The life in the NFL is new to you. Are you a listener? Do you just take things in? Do you have conversations with other young guys on the team? How do you go about your business in a week like this?
Yeah, I think it's just following the veteran leadership like Robbie and all the guys in the locker room. Having little conversations with the guys, the rookie class. They're just following the guys that are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. And that's what we're supposed to do as a rookie, is to be there for the team and help in any way we can.
This guy spends most of his time in the weight room. Don't let him fool you.
Well, I that's a good thing. I think that you guys, for you guys, you do have the luxury of being able to spend time wisely. And I think when you do have the chance to be around the facility of the Chicago Bears, spending time in the weight room in any type of conditioning facility is good for you and for the length of your careers.
Yeah, I think something that I can honestly say, watching from the time I got here in 05 till now, the Bears and the McCaskies specifically have done a fantastic job. And Tom, it's completely different when you played in the 80s.
Right.
I mean, you have absolutely everything you could possibly need in a facility that you need to win championships. I mean, we have the state-of-the-art facility for food, with organic food, with juices, with smoothies. They put in a whole bunch of new weights in the weight room. I mean, the tub, the spa areas, the things that you need to recover. I mean, everything that we need is in this building to win. And I know you've heard Mark Trestman and all the coaches say that, but realistically, this is a building and a facility where we have everything we need to win. We just got to create that edge.
Right, and the guys know, they need to know how to appreciate it, because when you do have an opportunity to see other facilities around the NFL and you've had that experience, sometimes the people don't realize what they have here, because when I was a player, we didn't get offered the food and the accommodations that you guys have now. So I don't think you can look at it as spoiling. It's a great opportunity to attract free agents and people to this organization, because it is top-notch facilities from the time you get here until you leave the parking lot.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot that has to do with that. I mean, how many places do you know have their own network studio? They're producing their own shows. They're a big part of showing the fans who the player is underneath the helmet. And I think something that players at times honestly take for granted is the facility, is the building, is the accommodations, because unfortunately, some, because of how colleges are picking their hotels and things they're doing, they just don't know any better.
This segment of Bears All Access brought to you by Subway. Stop by your local Subway restaurant today and try a flavor-packed double meat sub from the Bears lineup. Limited time only. Subway, eat fresh. Okay, what the heck's happened the last two games here?
We just haven't played well, to be honest with you. I mean, listen, in order for us to win games and for this to get turned around, everyone has to do their job. It's not about X's and O's anymore. It's not about a head coach, what he calls. It's not about the defense and what they call. It's seriously gut check time. It's knowing that you need to do your job and you need to do it for your teammate. You need to do it for the guy next to you. And the way I think about it and I approach the game is I know Blair Walsh is coming up. He's a second, third-year guy. I'm going to show him what it's like to kick in Chicago, and I'm going to do it better than he is because I know if I win the kicking matchup, we're going to have a chance to win the game.
You know, unfortunately for Pat, he's been used way too much over the last three games. You have not. You've never gone through a stretch
like
this.
I'm really fresh right now, Zach. I'm
really
fresh.
Three straight games where you have not been used to kick a field goal.
Well, you know what's funny is I'm going to go back to a story when Green Bay at home, another tough loss. Somebody that's sitting at this table right now didn't play as well. But after the game, he was in the ice tub. In the ice tub. Didn't punt once other than in the pregame warm-up.
Oh,
and he was in the ice tub.
And at the time, that was the second game in the history of the National Football League where there was not a single punt in a regulation game. Since then,
I'm really fresh and didn't hit the ice tub like our rookie did over here.
Hey, but before we hit the break here, what's it like for people who don't know? You are one field goal away from tying Kevin Butler for the all-time record for field goals made for the Chicago Bears, a franchise that's been playing since 1920.
Well, I think it's great to be mentioned in the same voice as Kevin Butler, one of the greatest Bears, in my opinion, of all time, because of what he was able to accomplish, the standard he set. But realistically, I don't really care about it anymore. I really don't. Like, what I care about is winning. I want to win football games, and I want to win the next seven football games, and hopefully we can get a wild card spot.
What's different Wednesday, Thursday this week that was different than from last week? Because we had big expectations of you guys coming off of a week of rest of the bye week and then the preparation for Green Bay, and you don't need to entice the emotion preparation because it's there already. What's different this week than last week?
Well, I think just the edge. I mean, to be completely honest with you, I've been very edgy, and Pat can attest for that. He came in sick today, and it was a little under the weather. I said, listen, there's no such thing as a sick day in the NFL. You know, we got to get it together, and he sucked it up and did a great job. But I think just having a little bit more edge and a little bit more preparation and spending time, like this week, I went back and watched every single kickoff that we had from this season and some of the end of last year to see how I could do better in cold weather games. So doing that kind of preparation will help, especially when it's going to be 30 degrees in Chicago.
Have you given any cold weather information to your punter counterpart?
Oh, yeah. We should save that for coming back to the break.
Oh, really? A little tease by Robbie Gold. He understands the way the radio show works. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, in front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Join Boeing and the USO of Illinois and show your appreciation for those who serve our country. Pledge your support by texting ILUSO to 41444 and show your military that you have their back. Zach Zaidman alongside Tom Thayer in front of the Chicago Bears Network studio audience featuring MasterCard Priceless Chicago here at Halas Hall. And our guests for the full hour live here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, kicker Robbie Gold and punter Pat O'Donnell. And it's been a rough week at Halas Hall. It's been a rough few weeks here for the Bears as they try to get ready and end the losing streak and pick up a victory at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Can you believe, Robbie, that you guys have not won a game at Soldier Field since December 9th of last season?
Man, Zach, I'll tell you what, is this how this is going to go the whole night? Remind me of all these bad memories. You know?
Well, you said that you've been listening, right?
I have.
Just using it as fuel, as motivation.
Yeah. You know, Robbie, you know, one thing about it is I think all these experiences that we live through in an NFL life, and Pat is at the beginning of it, and I'm over, and wherever you are. But I'm just saying is you're going to have to recall from these experiences because we've had seasons before when I was here that we started 4-0 and finished 6-11. I played through a 5-and-whatever season. So you have to get a positive experience from the negatives you go throughout your career because every punt that Pat hits not going to be 50 yards with a 7-point hang time. I mean, there is a reality to it, Tom.
You are talking about mega punt. You
know
mega
that. Punt. I know that.
I mean,
but again,
this is mega punt.
But the experiences that you have lived through and the experience that he has to learn from, it is different because you guys are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. I think and Pat can tell you about it here in a second, but I think you have to lean on the older guys to go through these situations if you're a younger guy. But as an older guy, you have to recall some of the memories of being 3-6
exactly.
or being 7-1 and understanding why you're at those positions. I mean, we were 7-1 with Lovey and finished 10-6. I was 3-6 with Lovey, and we went on one of the best streaks we ever did, and that got us started towards an NFC championship the next season. So I think a positive attitude is contagious. I think coming into work every day with a positive mindset, a positive attitude, doing more, understanding that there's more that is demanded of you now, and it's not just about X's and O's. It's about in the weight room, in the training room. It's in your work preparation at night and coming in knowing that you're ready to kick some butt.
Yeah, Pat, what do you draw from the experiences of being a young guy? Because, first of all, have you ever experienced a losing season before? I'm not saying it is, but, I mean, everybody goes through these types of, you know, bumps in their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I went through a 4-8 season at Cincinnati, so I kind of know really what's going on right now. But I think it's during the time right now where you just learn how to, you know, grow as a player, and you watch the older guys like Robbie and Jay and Roberto Garza and Lance Briggs, and you just see how they go through the week and they keep the same schedule and nothing changes for them. So I think that's really big to watch.
For people who don't know, Pat O'Donnell started his college career at Cincinnati, then you end up going to Miami. So you're used to playing in cold weather, maybe not the kind of wind that you're dealing with at Soldier Field or last week at Lambeau. Oh, Robbie's giving me a look, so something must be up. So you're not used to the cold.
Why don't you tell him how you're adjusting to the cold weather?
I think I'm doing great. I don't know what you think.
So, Zach, we had a game. Our last home game was Miami, right?
Correct.
It was a little chilly in the morning. You get to the stadium about 9:30. It's probably like 35, 40 degrees. My locker partner over here decides he's going to ask me, how am I going to wear these tights with the socks, a thin sock, because our shoes are really small, about a size and a half smaller. And I said, dude, you know it's going to be 55 degrees. He goes, yeah, but why is everyone else grabbing them? It's cold out there right now. I'm like, at kickoff, you'll be okay. So a kid from West Palm, used to putting on suntan lotion.
but isn't what you're wearing kind of instrumental in the flow of you guys doing your job? If you have something that's uncomfortable, doesn't that affect you mentally?
You know, we actually wear tights in practice, and a lot of that is to stay loose because our schedule's changed a little bit. We do special teams in the beginning, but then we do field goals at the end of practice. So you got to try to stay loose as much as possible. I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun having Pat around the locker room. It really has. We had 4 rookies in camp, and it's been fun for me because it brings me back to when I was a rookie and I was naive and trying to learn the game and figure it out. And I think that's what's helped me this year to become more consistent, is going through situations with him about how to handle the wind, how to handle cold weather. And obviously before the game, I'm pretty low-key. I tease these guys a lot. We have a lot of fun, and that's just how I've always been.
But you guys entered the league very differently. You know, you kind of won a huge kicking competition with the Bears, I think the week before the Cleveland game in 2005. That was a big loss, a very disappointing loss. I think it was the game where Mike Brown went off later on in the week, and then you guys rattled, what, 9 straight wins?
Yeah, it was a crazy season. It really was. To come in here and compete against some really great names of guys like Steve Christie and Martin Gramatica, guys that you grew up kind of watching, it was different for me. I didn't go to the combine. You know, I had to work out for a couple teams. Pat went bench pressed like 800 times and ran a 4.2.
You think he's stronger than Tom?
No, but I think he's faster for sure. You know, but it says a lot about a guy, because you want guys in your locker room that are athletes, even at the kicker position. I mean, if you watch the Seattle game, and I'm sure he could tell you a little bit about it, but you're punting to Earl Thomas, he gets around the corner and he has to hawk him down, and you saw that 4.3 speed, was it? 4.3?
I wouldn't give it 4.3. I'd say 4.6.
4.6. I give you a 4.5 on that probably. Okay. Earl Thomas was motoring down the sideline.
He always looked faster in Seattle.
But, by the way, because, you know, Tom, you've been around the NFL for a long time. Robbie, so have you. Have you ever seen a punter get cheered in a training camp practice where the entire, you know, a lot of fans come down to Bourbonnais to watch the Bears practice, and they're all on their feet,
He hadn't hit one punt. He hasn't hit one punt yet in practice, and they're yelling mega punt. How'd that work out in practice for you, by the way? You got harassed a lot for that.
Yeah,
Joe
definitely.
D, Stukes, a couple of the older guys.
Look, he's quiet. When he was asked about it by the media afterwards, he pretended like he didn't hear it, you know? And you definitely heard it, right?
Oh, I heard the chants. I didn't know what they were saying, to be honest with you.
Did you know you were going to be drafted on draft day?
I was hoping. Definitely hoping.
Did you get enough feedback from teams going, look, there's a pretty good chance that one of these guys are going to draft me?
Yeah, there was a group of guys that were contacting me throughout the
process. It'd be a good day as a kicker, wouldn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, it would be.
Robbie Gold, Pat O'Donnell, our guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority in front of our friends from MasterCard Chrysler Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuff Pizza for providing dinner. Stop by one of their 44 Chicagoland locations for Chicago's favorite stuffed pizza or visit Giordano's.com to order now. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority in front of our live studio audience here. MasterCard Priceless Chicago inside the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Inside Halas Hall, I'm Zach Sabin, 85 Bear Tom Thayer is here. So's kicker Robbie Gold and a very quiet Pat O'Donnell. Big leg. Quiet mouth. We got to get him to open up, Robbie.
I think what we should do is we should ask him what his favorite NFL moment has been so far this year.
Pat, what's been your favorite NFL moment so far this year?
You know, I think coming to work every day has been my all-time favorite. Just seeing the guys in the locker room and actually being part of the Chicago Bears organization.
I don't believe that. There's got to be some other highlight or something that happened. You know, I thought it was like meeting some starlet or something on the sideline. I didn't know it was Robbie was setting us up for just the enjoyment of being in the NFL.
I can tell you five Pat O'Donnell stories real quick. You want to tell them about the punt that you had where you got excited, they downed it inside the 20, and you got headbutt, and you landed on your backside?
Oh, yeah, why don't you tell it, because I want to hear you tell it.
No, I want you to tell it.
I thought I ran down the field, tried to congratulate one of my teammates.
See what I got
to
put up with
day? He was a little excited, and he headbutted me. Fell over and got
you
up.
You fell over on your numbers, feet over top.
Oh, no.
Almost, yeah, it was bad.
In an NFL game?
It was, yeah, in an NFL game. It was this year.
Against what team?
I think it was preseason.
I think it was Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Season opener. Why wasn't this on TV?
I was like, Pat, whatever you do, do me a favor. High five them. Don't headbutt them.
That's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, don't you wish Robbie was this quiet back when he was a rookie?
I was this quiet when I was a rookie.
He was. No, yeah, Robbie was.
I was really quiet.
You know, that's the thing I wanted to ask before last break, because you have earned your stripes. You've made a lot of big kicks. You've been here through a lot of trying times. When you're in the locker room and you have the clout of a captain, have things changed in the last couple of weeks about conversation in the locker room, or are you still Robbie Golden? Is everybody still their same person?
Well, I think things do change. I think when you're looking and searching for some answers and trying to find ways to do things better, I think something that's been unique about, if you go from the first game I ever played in until now, you talk about the things you've learned, the things that you've gained knowledge-wise. You're talking about now I'm trying to help returners, set them up into the games, trying to tell them what their tendencies are because I'm breaking down their kicker. You're talking about, hey, on this leverage as a kicker, I'm going to try to do this. So make sure you get your butt faced towards the returner so the guy can't come over top. And you're trying to help the guys out as much as you possibly can. I'll tell you that Joe D and Stukes have done such a fantastic job of game planning and giving us the game plans and having us prepared for the game. It's the best game plans I've ever been a part of. It's the most prepared I've ever been for games. They give us a game plan on video with audio on Tuesday night for Wednesday, Wednesday night for Thursday, and they just started doing Thursday night film for Friday for practice correction, so you're ready again for that practice on Friday. So I think for young guys like Pat, that's been very helpful. For an old guy like myself, and I consider myself old, you've reminded me that. Remember the day that we were working out in the trench?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This guy goes to me. We're out working out, which I can't touch the weights.
What's the age difference between you two?
10 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're 23. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 32 in December.
Wow, Robbie Golden, a very young
Pat
O'Donnell.
So, Tom, have you ever had an experience where you have a young guy come to you? I guess it's a compliment, maybe. We're out there working out in the off season, and this guy goes, man, I hope I'm in as great a shape as you are when I'm your age.
Oh, man. You know what? If he would be playing the same position as you, that would just be a direct insult. Just as, you know, he's trying to compliment you as, you know, respecting the elder statesman.
I thought it was a compliment. He reminds me every single day that it's a big insult. But I was being genuine. He's one of the strongest guys in the weight room. I think pound for pound for your weight.
No? Oh, yeah. I hear the sarcasm.
Wow.
All right.
Has Kyle Long ever said that he hopes he's in your shape when he gets older?
No. Kyle's going to be a lot bigger, you know. You know, Kyle's an interesting guy. You know, we had a chance to do an appearance with him on Tuesday, and he's got a lot to say, and he's got a lot of experiences. And with the experiences of his family and growing up in the NFL, I think you have a lot of different ways to not necessarily to vent, but to get some advice from. And, you know, Kyle's a good guy to have in the locker room at this age.
I want to go back to something that, Robbie, you said earlier about the game plans. They might be great, but obviously when you're talking about so many different young guys trying to mesh together, there are going to be mistakes. Has that been the most frustrating thing on special teams this season, to get everybody?
Well, I think seeing the same mistakes is what's frustrating. You know, missed assignments at times, things that shouldn't be happening. There's nobody in that room. Yeah, you may be a rookie. You've seen enough football 9 games into the season, especially on special teams, that we shouldn't be making the mistakes that we're making. And especially the way that we practice for 25 minutes before the practice really even starts. It's a focal point of our team. And I think when you're going through and you're walking through a rep first, and then you're actually running the rep full speed, I mean, you're walking through reps in the morning in meetings. You're getting to see it hundreds and hundreds of times before we go to do it. And I think the consistency in becoming more consistent and seeing more consistency has probably been the frustrating part.
The bodies in front of you, it's, you know, there's more transactions on the Chicago Bears this year than any other team. So that means you have a lot of interchangeable bodies on the special teams. With the distance that's covered in all the special teams plays, it's hard to have things that are repetitiously done to have the consistency out of them when you have a lot of interchangeable bodies.
Yeah, there has been a lot of turnover, for sure. I mean, and obviously when you're talking about injuries and things happening, our room usually gets the turnover. It's not the offense or the defense, because your third or fourth receivers are going to step into the offense. You know, those sixth receivers now are going to step in as special teams players. So trying to find that consistency has been a little bit of an issue for us, obviously. But I'll tell you what, if this group is able to stick together, because our room realistically is the youngest room in the building. If you look at the offense and the defense, we're the third oldest team in the National Football League, but our old guys are on offense and defense, and the young guys are on special teams. This group, I think if you can keep them together for a little while on special teams and see them grow, this group can be pretty good.
Yeah, and that's the thing that Phil Emery's talked about, how the only place where you can really guarantee that young guys get the experience is if they're out there on special teams. And unlike years gone by, you don't have those veteran special team specialists out there. So it's been a work in progress. Coming up next, we're going to find out, why do these guys wear such small shoes? Their words, not mine. We'll get the answer next with Robbie Gold and Pat O'Donnell on Bears All Access in front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. From the Chicago Bears Network Studios, look at Tom. Phil Jackson with the ability to whistle, very impressive.
I'm a free producer.
In front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago inside the Chicago Bears Network Studios here at Halas Hall. This is a live edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority 85 Bear. Tom Thayer's here. I'm Zach Sabin. Pat O'Donnell, the Bears punter, is here. So is the Bears kicker, Robbie Gold. This segment of Bears All Access is brought to you by H.H. Gregg Appliances, Electronics, Furniture. Robbie's giving me the look. I know he's got something to say.
I don't have anything to say. That's a really good H.H. Gregg. They're the best. I love them.
Yeah, you do love them. By the way, it's time to decide on the player of the game, brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. And obviously, it's kind of tough to find a player of the game from this past week, but we have to do it. Not many candidates out there. Brandon Marshall, to me, sticks out with that relentless work ethic that he showed in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think something that was unique about Brandon, I actually teased him about it today at practice a little bit, that's one of the first times I've seen Brandon lower his shoulder into somebody every single time he touched the football. Now, granted, you don't want to see your receiver doing that every single time, but
why?
I think
he's facing guys that are the same size as his.
Yeah, but I think there's situations, right? don't you think? Like, if you're along the sideline and there's three guys there and you're not going to get out of it, unless it's for a first down, you know what I mean? Then
I think you
get ushered out, no?
Okay. Well, I can go back to the second play of the game against the Miami Dolphins. Alshon Jeffrey caught a lateral pass, and he could have got the first down. He didn't run for the first down, then you end up in the third and one. You failed to get the third and one. So when I see Brandon gives me inspiration. I see him use that stiff arm, and I see him turn a two-yard completion into a 12-yard gain and things like that. So I'm saying when he catches a pass, I give him the right to lower his head and lower his shoulder because Brandon is a big, powerful guy.
Absolutely. I just think at times when there's multiple guys
correct.
Around
right.
and you're getting
I,
a guy
yes, I
up
understand.
Top as opposed to, okay, let's go get an extra yard or two when it's first down and you're going to get 8 yards as opposed to trying to get the first down and if a guy come in and take out your legs and
I
get
agree.
Hurt, then
I agree.
That doesn't make sense. But I do believe something that I thought was great is to show the heart, the resiliency of continuing to play and not quitting. And I think you saw a lot of that from the special teams unit as well, especially with the kickoff. We had the most kickoff returns, I think, in an NFL game with 10. And getting some confidence from those guys to make plays like that late in the game helps a lot.
I think one of the things that inspired Brandon is you need that nth degree of challenge to the end of the play, to the whistle. And, again, like I said, you got to be smart when you're going to challenge tacklers and stuff like that. But it is about every single guy on the team playing to the extra, playing
yep.
to that effort that inspires and all that kind of stuff. So, again, I didn't mean to jump you. I just want to see guys give that effort to make you know, instead of 1 yards, give me three. Instead of three, give me six. And those are the things that
I agree. And you know what I like, Tom, is you have an edge. I love that. I think that's the key to this week. I mean, I've said it a couple times already on the show. Like, that's what guys need to have. And you should be able to do it. I should be able to do it to Pat and back and forth. And you should be able to build off of that and use that energy in the game.
I agree.
Visiting with Robbie Gold and Pat O'Donnell here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. When you hear many of your former teammates on the radio talking about how there needs to be more heart, more effort, all that kind of stuff, what runs through your mind?
Well, I think there's a couple things. The first thing is when you put on a Chicago – let me start with how my day goes, okay? When you walk in the back door, and Tom, you've been in our locker room and in our weight room, they give you the titles, and then they give you the conference championships that we've won. And then as you continue down the hallway into getting ready for your meetings, I see a trophy that I want – more than anything. You see the Hall of Famers going into the team meeting room. When you put on a jersey, yeah, you play for 32 teams because you're building a resume, no doubt about it. But when you put on a Chicago Bear jersey and you have the logo and you go out there, you shouldn't go out there and get embarrassed. You know what I mean? An alumni, when you put it on, once a Bear, always a Bear. And I think Tom can relate to some of this because, you know, we go over to the stadium early. I go over about 5 hours early on the early bus so I can get some chiropractor work done and things like that, and I'll pick Tom's brain. And like at home games, I'll sit in the training room and talk with Tom and Joniak and talk about the old football with Jay Hilgenberg. And I think knowing the history and playing for a franchise that has so much history, it's more than just a football game. It's more than just putting on a jersey, walking into a locker room. And I think that's, for me, to hear those guys and them be so passionate about how we played, you know, it upsets me. It does. And it is embarrassing to lose, not only to the Green Bay Packers that way, but anybody that way.
Yeah, and you know how much that game means to the McCaskey family.
They all mean a lot to the McCaskey family. You know, they want to win a championship. Listen, you sign here to win championships. I want the ring that Tom has. And I want it to be three times as big. But that's what I want. I mean, that's why I re-signed here. I thought that what we had in this locker room, and I still believe it. I still believe in the philosophies of Mark Trestman. I think that's why you play as a Chicago Bear. I want to bring a championship to Chicago. Now, I don't have the ball 70 times a game. I don't have 50 tackles in a game. But realistically, if I can go and try to perfect my job, just like Pat needs to do, and perfect his job and hold himself to a higher standard, eventually that is going to catch up and we're going to play pretty good football and we're going to win football.
Pat, has it been challenging for you to come to work, or have you looked forward to coming to work to make sure that you can do something to get you better that makes your team better? Because it is a challenge for someone that hasn't lived through, you know, the first season that a college player goes through in the NFL mm-hmm. just seems so long because you go through OTAs and you go through the preseason. Then you get to the halfway point in the season, you still got eight more games to go. Like, what has been your inspiration in driving to the training camp every day to make sure that you're better at the end of the day than you were when you walked in the building?
Yeah, I think it's the guy to the left of me, you know, Robbie. He motivates me every single day.
It sounds like he's getting emotional talking about you, but yeah, it's the cold. I hope it's the cold.
Yeah, he's emotional. He's very emotional.
Yeah, like I said, like going to work every day with Robbie. And
do you need tissues?
Dude, How about this? Take a time out, get a drink of water, and we'll come back and get Pat O'Donnell's thoughts next.
Good question I got. I was going to choke him up.
There's all access.
We can't make this stuff up.
In front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bears Coaches Show, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak, the Bears coaching staff. Airs Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is another one of those shows, Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from the Chicago Bears Network studios inside Halas Hall, in front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago. Alongside Championship Bear Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zaidman. Robbie Gold is here, so is Pat O'Donnell. We got really emotional talking about Robbie because he makes us all choke up. And you know, Pat has had a little bit of water. Voice is clear. What were you going to say? Because I lost track when you were talking about Robbie earlier.
Yeah, I think it's just coming to work every day with a guy like Robbie is just something that you always dreamed about doing.
So you dream about me, huh?
All the time, buddy. Oh, yeah. But just like he said, his main thing is to bring a Super Bowl back to the Chicago Bears. And if I can have any part in doing that, then that would just be mission accomplished for me. I mean, the work that he's done on the field is amazing. So that's just what I do every single day to try to bring that back to the Chicago Bears.
What's the biggest thing that he's done in terms of helping your ability to punt in the conditions that you face at Soldier Field?
He just gives me tips every single week. You know, when the weather changes, we do a lot of film work. Sometimes we do it over like a little juice break. We do film special teams in the morning around 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll come back to it. We'll review it. Critique me here and there. We look at the weather report, see how the wind's going to be this week, certain things. So I think it's really ideal to have a guy like Robbie to kind of lead you in the right direction.
Do you want to tell these guys about your Advocare deal? You're big into supplements, you know? You're big into bench pressing and all that. Well, tell them. Go ahead. Protein bars, you know, all that good stuff.
You should get Robbie into that diet.
Yeah, I see Robbie in quite a few protein bars and smoothies. And
I'm big into banana peanut butter smoothie. I can't do without it. It's the best.
That's he got a great cafeteria. Are you surprised at the preparation that professionals go through after, you know, being here from college and seeing the time that you're given to prepare and now the length of time you're given to be prepared? Are you surprised about it and as a pro?
Yeah, actually I am. Especially special teams, you really don't think there's a whole lot going into it.
Right.
But there really is, and especially learning from a 10-year vet like Robbie that's been through it all and can just give you little pointers each and every week to make you better. It's great.
Do you think Robbie would be a better punter or you would be a better kicker?
I think I'd be a better kicker.
Robbie can't argue.
Do we want to tell these guys what happened at practice the day you tried to become a kicker?
Let's tell
them. We had a kickoff competition, and then I punted. And I mean, you beat me in the inside the 20s, which I'm going to perfect. Just so you know, just because you beat me, I am going to get good at that. Kickoffs, I smashed you.
Look at these guys talking smack.
Well, that's what they, you know.
And you know what's crazy is we had a mentor program this offseason that we implemented to teach the young guys. So Pat's getting out of training camp, doesn't know quite yet where he's going to be able to stay. He finally gets his apartment. He's got a week where he was going to go to the extended stay. And instead, I said, you know what, don't worry about that. Come and live at my house with my wife and my little guy. At that point, he was probably 10 months old. I said, I'll put you at the other end of the hallway so he doesn't wake you up. I mean, I made him clean the dishes, you know, take out the garbage, all the chores.
Earn my keep, yeah.
Yeah, how was it, by the way?
It's a lot better than the extended stay, yeah. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Anything I could have done differently?
You know, you could have made my bed, I think, every day.
Oh.
You know, you could have turned down my sheets, put a little mint on the pillow.
Oh, you want a midnight mint?
This is getting a little bit too...
Right, right.
Tom's like, we can't have this.
We
got
to bring it back to the Minnesota Vikings Sunday. Poor weather conditions, cold.
Yeah, what'd you learn last week? Because against the Packers, I believe that was probably the worst conditions you probably punted in a long time, Pat, I would guess, just in terms of it being cold, the wind, all that kind of stuff. What do you take away from that game that'll help you this week against the Vikings?
I think it's just getting the punts that you need. You try to stay loose on the sideline as much as you can, and when the weather starts changing and your legs get a little bit colder, you just need to focus in and get the right amount of kicks in and try to perfect a perfect punt.
Was there pressure coming into the league because you were drafted?
I don't think there was pressure. I just put the pressure on myself. I think it's trying to be the best that I can be on a daily basis, week in, week out, playing for the team right now and the Chicago Bears. And I think it's just trying to be good for them and the fans. And I think it's a great, great opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Robbie, do you like I'm frustrated with the kickoff return game because I like that play a part of the NFL. Where are you as a kicker? Would you rather be back 5 yards and have more strategy to the placement of your kick, or do you like where the kickoff return game is?
I actually think it's happening a lot more, that you're seeing the placement of the kick become a big deal, and here's why. So if you look at how the league has evolved, when I came in, I used to kick off from the 30-yard line, and it was a big deal to place it and directionally kick. It moved up to the 35, and it was just like kick it wherever you need to and how you want it to. Joe D comes in, and we start talking about schemes and everything, and you start seeing returners now, like Cordell Patterson. There's a play where he is literally stretched out, one hands it, brings it back in 9 yards deep, and takes it out of the end zone. So anytime that they get their hands on the ball, they're going to bring it out, which before, if you hit it 5 or 6 yards deep and made a move a little bit, they're going to take a knee. So I like the role because I think there's a lot that goes into that role moving up to the 35 because now it puts those returners in play in Chicago. Where it hurts teams, and it definitely hurts teams because you have to I guess, take your roster and manipulate it a little bit. If you're in Detroit, you might not need a great returner. If you're in New Orleans or Miami, those type of places, you don't need to necessarily draft to get a guy like that, as opposed to Devin here, who would get a lot of opportunities late in the season and change games for us in field position.
That's one of the biggest things that perhaps Chris Williams got a little bit of confidence after scoring on that 101-yard kickoff return that he can build on moving forward, because that's a big deal. That's been missing this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in front of him that we have to get corrected in order to get it done.
Robbie Gould is here, so is Pat O'Donnell. The small shoes by these guys. We'll get to that next on Bears
You're
All
You're really
Access.
Worried about those shoes, huh?
Well, it's just a weird thing to say. You said it earlier in the show, and I didn't ask about it. I'm going to next with Gould, O'Donnell, Thayer, Zaidman. Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW, Sundays at 10:30, 5 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. In front of our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago, here inside the Chicago Bears network studios, inside Halas Hall, Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, Robbie Gould, Pat O'Donnell with you, talking a lot of football. And you ever notice, Tom, you probably have noticed this, because you pay attention to everything on a football Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever, but these guys, the specialists, they wear really small shoes, like a half size smaller.
They're the most superstitious two in the group. I know back in our days is because Kevin Butler had this. He had to unlace his shoes every time and put new laces, and then he had to have a stack of five pieces of Hubba Bubba bubble gum in the perfect position in his locker. He had to change his socks after warm-ups. You guys are the squirreliest two in the locker room.
I think I break that mold, though. I don't have any superstitions. I think I have more of a routine than anything. I think if I didn't show up on game day early enough to have a conversation with you and Joniak, and Zaidman didn't come up to me and ask me, hey, what's the wind doing? How are the field conditions?
It's a big part of the game at Soldier Field.
What's it going to be like today? And, you know, do those sort of things. Like in home games, I go to Whole Foods, I get Starbucks, and then I come over. I'm over to the stadium by at least 8:30.
What do you eat before each game? Because I'm guessing you're getting the same thing.
It changes. You know, they have all the prepared food, so it's usually some sort of chicken and a salad. Sometimes I'll get eggs and hash browns. you know, a fruit, sometimes a yogurt parfait. I mean, there's a lot. And then, and it's fun because, you know, you get in your routine as you get older. It takes you longer to warm up. I remember when Brad and Pat were probably in their eighth year and I was coming in as a rookie. And I'm like, what, a hot tub? What do you use a hot tub for?
But do people look at you at Whole Foods on Sunday morning thinking Robbie Gold's getting groceries for the week? Or?
Not really. I kind of slide in under the radar.
So you actually go to the market yourself on game day to get the food.
I get up, get a shower, get out the door, get to Starbucks. At Starbucks by 7:55. I'm in Whole Foods by 8. I'm out by 8:10, and I'm in the stadium by 8:30.
What about the road?
There's nobody on the road that early.
No. I mean, like, if the Bears are on the road, do you have to go find
the... I find a Starbucks somewhere. If I can't find Starbucks, I usually... Like, this past week, there wasn't a whole lot of Starbucks in Green Bay and Appleton where we were staying. So you just kind of grab a little bit of a caffeinated beverage somewhere and get on the buses and get ready to go.
Pat, what superstitions do you have?
I'm kind of like Robbie. I don't really have too many superstitions.
He does push-ups, sit-ups.
Push-ups, yes.
He's like Drago from Rocky.
Well, what's the shoe thing then? Are you guys wearing extremely small shoes for the size of your feet?
I wear about a size smaller. Yeah, I think that just stems from soccer growing up. You know, you really want to keep the cleat tight around your foot.
And do you have the shoe like under lock and key that it's in a safe in your room and you only bring it out on Sunday mornings? Or are you like unsuperstitious about your shoe?
Yeah, I don't think I'm too superstitious at all, especially with my shoe. I do need the same exact cleat, though, that I've been wearing throughout college. It's the type of Nike that me and Robbie both wear.
I want to bring back the ponies, Tom. Well, that you used to wear, the ponies.
Right. What, for your kicking shoe?
Yeah. Were they comfortable?
Yeah, but you guys are so specialized in your shoes that it's a completely different thought process than, you know, a heavy guy that's going to wear shoes that are going to, you know, sustain their gruntness.
All right, who's got the I thought you were going to talk about the kangaroos that that Sweetness used to wear back in the day.
Wasn't it Adidas, Pony, and kangaroos?
Yeah.
Those were the three shoe affiliates,
the big ones
right
back then.
But, you know, Walter was a guy that wore a kangaroo that had a little pouch on the side of the shoe with a little bitty zipper. And, you know, he would wear them.
Did he keep anything in the zipper?
No.
No?
Maybe a dime. Yeah, you could make a phone call back at the time.
Yeah, they didn't have cell phones back then. All right, so who's got the weirdest superstitions on game day inside your locker room?
I don't know if there's a guy that has a superstition.
Routine, whatever you want to call it.
You know, I think... Some guys listen to music. Some guys just hang out. Some guys tell stories. Some guys laugh and joke. Everyone's different in how they handle the adversity or how they handle the pressures of getting ready for Sunday. Guys are different in the locker room at practice. Like Josh Bellamy sings all the time, so my practice routine would not be complete if he wasn't singing, to be honest with you. And I just think everyone has a different routine that they go through.
You know the kind of atmosphere that you're headed into Sunday, a home game. People are not happy with the way the Bears have played the last few games.
Rightfully so.
What's the key to coming out of there with a victory?
Playing consistently, doing your job, lining up like you're going to kick the guy across from you's butt. And that's all it's going to take.
What do you want from the crowd?
I want them to cheer.
Yeah.
But the first thing is we got to give them something to cheer about. I mean, realistically, we want them to be on our side. We need to create that home field advantage. I think they're going to be great. Obviously, we got to give them something to cheer about, and hopefully we can do that from the opening kick.
Guys, thank you so much. A lot of people to thank for this extravaganza. First and foremost, our friends from MasterCard Priceless Chicago, Pat O'Donnell, Robbie Gold, Greg Miller, our executive producer, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, Herb Lawrence in our downtown studios, Nick Heppner, who made sure we sounded smooth, 485 Bear, Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zaidman saying thanks for listening to us tonight. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows or download the podcast online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Subway, United, Verizon, and Xfinity.